Burger Connection, our show right now. But before we do, I'd like to ask all those that have not received a white card from our hostess upstairs when you came to the front door, please make sure you give that card to our servers so that when they get to your bill, they'll adjust it accordingly. And at this time, please take this moment to silence all cell phones and be aware there is no video recording allowed if this evening. And so, without further ado, please welcome to the stage the city of Coleman Van. Let's have a nice round of applause for them as they begin.
Thank you.
to her stage this evening, Mr. Joey Reynolds, ladies and gentlemen.
Press conference. Hi, everybody, how are you? First of all, I want to introduce myself. You already heard my name is Joey Reynolds, and I'm from Buffalo. And I know you're going to say, why can't you be from normal parents? I always think that. Buffalo is a very strange place because, well, when I was a kid, I didn't want to be too much, you know, because we were quite out of the way. And I didn't aspire to do anything great. And so far, it's worked really well. Done a damn thing. But you know, I have at this point in my life been on radio and television for a number of years. And the big distinction is that I was raised in a Catholic school. And I think the answer to our society right now is to arm the nuns. They used to come equipped with a rosary and a yardstick. That's the weapon of mass destruction. I had Sister Mary Butch. Oh, I heard of her. But you know, I was on the march the other day, and I thought that I was the oldest guy there, you know, because everybody's very young. They don't want to have any of these weapons. But you know, we want to put television on and not watch all of these politics and the arguing and the president, the Republicans, the Democrats, CNN, Fox. It gets to me now to where I just absolutely don't watch. And one of the things that I've done lately for my own personal enrichment is I have my cell phone, which everybody has, and this is what I use to entertain myself all day long. As a matter of fact, there's a vibrator on it, and I've invented something kind of cool. I have a talking condom. Oh, Bob wanted some water, so I got him some of that great water, the bottled water they have here for $5. I go, what was it, Jersey Garden Hose? If you're ordering the food, have the tongue sandwich, because that's particularly good. Nobody should ever eat anything that tastes back. I was here with Les Paul for a number of years. Les was here every Monday night, and I would come and do a little stand-up. I learned by humiliation. You can applaud for Les Paul. Les. I can tell you a lot of stories about it, but I better not. We're in a holy place right now. And I would do this every week with him, you know, sit here, I would stand here. And I told a joke one night about George Bush, and he told me that I was getting a phone call and I should get off stage. So I did, and I said, what was that all about? He said, you separated the audience. Half the people like Bush, the other half don't like Bush. Why would you do something like that? You can have everybody. Why would you separate the audience? And I said, well, you're a Republican. He said, you're an asshole. I said, I'm a Democrat. Same thing. Anyway, tonight I want to bring Bob out here, but you know, the family first has paid for this great night tonight. In a way, you all have to. But, you know, the Fisher people have. I met Kenny Fisher a few years ago. I had him on my television show, which I was doing late night on NBC Digital TV. And Kenny and his wife, wonderful people, and they. You know, these are people who not only give back, they give more than give back. They do more than give back. I want to mention something here, too, that you probably wouldn't know. Warren Buffett just bought a bunch of radio stations. This is not a joke. He bought a bunch of radio stations, and they are commercial-free. And I was on the first one on Sunday out of Kingston, New York. He gave them to his son, and they're going to be commercial-free stations that allow the community to get involved in radio again. So, you know, that's kind of cool. And you know, these are people who, when they get to a certain place, they want to do something special. And whether it's a very rich person or someone who has a calling to do something, like Mother Teresa, I mean, she never had any money, but she did all the wonderful things that she did out of love. And you know, the Fisher family, they have been doing this for a lot of years. They put these Fisher houses together for the military people who cannot afford to come and visit their kids, well, essentially kids, their boys and girls in the Army and Navy and the Air Force. They brought the Intrepid here, you probably know that. And Bob Visace is part of that too. He's an architectural consultant, and where I met him was on the Intrepid the week after 9/11. We did the show from there because you may not know this, but that was the home of the FBI. The reason was it was strategically located right on the harbor down the street from the holy spot of 9/11. And you know, Bob was singing the national anthem, and I had the, it was a funny night because I had Bob on the air and the, who was it? The Globetrotters. You know, I mean, why would you have basketball on radio? But I did, and Bob sang, and it was a really neat night. I got to know him pretty well. And the other guy that came into the picture was Sid Bernstein, who brought the Beatles here. And Sid loved him. Yeah. He loved Bob because he said Bob has the right spirit. Bob is a regular guy who has success in his business, but his avocation was to sing, and he wanted to sing. And you know, I always said to Bob, "You ain't no Frank Sinatra," you know. But nobody is. And there's no Tony Bennett, there's no other Rick DeMone who just died last month. I went to Keely Smith's funeral last month, she was a good friend. She had an affair with Frank Sinatra, said he had a small weenie. And that's the extent of that relationship. But you know, there's nothing that anybody can really do to improve anyone else's story. Bruno Mars is not going to be Michael Jackson. Even, let's say, I hate to say this, but Obama's not going to be John Kennedy. You know, nobody's going to be someone else. We're all very terribly unique, and that's why we have fingerprints. And I will tell you that the fingerprint that I exercise the most is the one when I drive in Jersey. I want to bring up the guy that I love, and I think his great performance. He has a passion for this. He has a great family, but you know that already. And the Fisher people are just unbelievable. Arnold Fisher, who started this old concept years ago. Now they have two new houses they're building in the Bronx for military in this country. You know, up until now it's been overseas. Now we have a war. I'm a military guy. I'm a military guy. I have 5 stars from the War on Poverty. And I want to bring out the guy who should really entertain you tonight. Enormously, because he's got the spirit, and that's what we look for in everybody, in our kids, and in our leadership. And I'm so proud to know him. He's my really good friend, and I love him so much. And I love the idea that he comes out here and he wants to do what he likes to do, which is to sing. And simply put, here's Bob Bisaccia.